From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We are two quarters into the year, and we are dealing with tariffs, a budding trade war, possible inflation, rising interest rates, and markets that have been on a wild ride. This would normally be a situation where you'd see people parking their money in gold. That's what typically happens when you get uncertainty and volatility shaking things up. Investors find refuge in gold. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that has not been happening.
Gold's been the safe haven of safe havens since around 3000 BC. But even with all the economic drama, gold prices are down almost 4% this year to around $1,250 an ounce. Peter Krauth is with Money Map Press, an independent research firm.
You know, gold's not the only safe haven. You've got currencies, whether it's the dollar or any other sort of major currency. These days, you've even got cryptocurrencies.
And government bonds. Boring, but usually safe. Gold can ping around, and it's high maintenance.
Gold just sits there. It's got some small costs if you hold it physically and you're paying for storage.
But this whole conversation may be a bit premature. Markets are still strong, and interest rates are rising, but slowly. And, says David Song, a currency analyst with Daily FX,
central banks are very reluctant to really just pull the rug under the markets.
He says investors can feel pretty safe where they are, even if checking that retirement account can be a little scary. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.